That's our SME special feature. Today we chat to a gentleman who has a BCom from Wits University with specialization in economics and business finance. He has an MBA and a diploma in network engineering. His career has seen him take high-level executive roles in the corporate world, including a trade finance company in Hong Kong and here in South Africa. In 2017, he conceptualized and founded a trading platform specifically designed to ensure the holistic offering of services to product importers, including key issues like access to finance. I'm joined on the line by Wayne Champion. He's the founder and CEO of TradeXpad. Thanks very much, Wayne, for joining us. So you have a solid educational background and you've done your time in the corporate space. Just flesh out for us this aspect of your story for us.
Sure. So trade finance for me has been part of my world for about 7 or 8 years now. I've been on both sides of the equation as an importer and as a funder. So the platform that I built and designed is really to solve some of those issues that I experienced personally. So the thought and logic that's gone into the platform has really come from several years or almost 10 years of experience on both sides of the equation.
Yeah. So how does the platform work? It's called TradeXpad. How does it work?
That's correct. Yeah. So TradeXpad is what we call a marketplace or a marketplace for participants to enable trade. So what we do as a platform is we are not a licensed financial service provider, so we do not issue credits. But what we do is we connect all the parties on the platform enabled to trade with each other. We do this through empowering all the users or what we call the personas on the platform, enabled to connect with each other and then create the trades and move the goods through the supply chains.
Yes. So in terms of the funders themselves, are they a fixed number of funders that have signed up to your platform? How does that work?
Yes, because we're a global platform, we can have a multitude of funders or what we call a tiered risk model, which allows multiple funders to come on and offer, let's say, trade finance facilities at different rates or different risks. So we don't have a fixed number, but it's completely open to, let's say, commercial banks, private funders, or what we call alternative funding.
And like you say, that it's not just, you say it's a holistic portal that looks to assist importers with a variety of services, including funding. So what other services come into play there?
Yeah, if we talk about the supply chain and all the complexities that go with it, funding is usually one component of it, but there are exporters, there are insurance companies, there are logistics companies, legal companies, all sorts of other companies that go part in or hand in hand with the supply chain process. So on our platform, we connect all those multiple parties together in order for them to communicate with one another and basically execute trade, really. Mm. So what we're doing is we're saying that we're connecting all the parties on a single platform to enable trade to happen.
Yeah. So I understand that you're a bit of a blockchain expert as well. What technology do you use to ensure that transactions are done in a secure way?
Yeah, so blockchain, I think, is a quite a hot topic nowadays, and supply chain process and trade finance is, let's call it, ripe for blockchain and smart contracts to exist. Blockchain technology really exists around what we call immutability, traceability, and auditability of contracts in our world. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to prove immutability on contracts between multiple players on the platform. So just to be clear, this has got nothing to do with cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Blockchain and cryptocurrency can coexist, or cryptocurrency needs blockchain, but blockchain does not need cryptocurrency.
Thank you.
And in our world, basically what we're doing is we're creating the immutable contracts between all the parties on the platform.
And these immutable contracts, as you say, are the smart contracts?
Yeah, so a smart contract is really what we call it's defined by executable logic or terms of the agreements, which is stored on the blockchain to become immutable. Immutable really just means it's unchangeable or fixed. It
right.
cannot ever be altered.
Excellent. I wanted to ask you, so since you launched the platform in 2017, how much traction has it got? And are you seeing a return on your original investment?
Yeah, so just a bit of the history on the platform. So we started the journey in 2017, but we've only launched early this year. So we took a year to build the platform and a year with a funding partner. So we've actually only really just launched the platform this year.
Yes.
We have got traction already. We did launch in, let's call it, just before COVID kind of came around. So that took the wind out of everyone's sails from a trading point of view, global trade. But what we found is that during this time, we could really concentrate our efforts on getting to the importers that really need assistance in terms of moving their businesses onto a new digital platform.
Yeah. What type of businesses were those?
So we got, in terms of importers on the platform, we can have any type of importer for any type of good.
Yes.
Because we don't determine the risk profile. The funders determine the risk profile.
Yeah.
So if there is a market for trading in shoes, for example, and there's a funder that's prepared to fund the import of shoes, then there's a deal. And that can be oil, gold, or any other commodity that can be traded around the world and be financed on the platform.
Hmm. Do you feel that with this whole COVID-19 situation that your technology is actually well placed right now?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it has been really tough, I think, for a lot of companies in South Africa, particularly importers. But the technology that we built, I mean, we didn't foresee COVID coming, obviously not. But the features of the platform speak for themselves. And as we move into the next or the new realm of the way economies are going to work, we believe that we are very well positioned in terms of being able to actually execute deals much quicker and on a global scale without physical human contact.
Mm. So in the process of executing this project, where did you draw support from to make it? I mean, you said we, who helped you to build up this project? Was it very onerous from a finance point of view, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I think embarking on a project like this, I can't do it by myself. So, you know, we do have tremendous support. Our financial backers and our major shareholder are H.R. Hall and Sons. They're a South African company. They've got an investment division, which they have invested into our business. But actually, we built the business in Europe. So the whole business is what we call Dutch made, or it's been engineered in the Netherlands,
yes,
but owned by South Africans. So everything sits in Europe. And we've done this for very good reasons, because we believe that the laws in terms of data privacy and GDPR are very stringent in Europe. So we believe that if we build it there, we get that legitimacy following through on the platform.
Right. So what's your advice to other tech startups who have great solution-oriented ideas but don't quite know where to start?
Yeah, being an entrepreneur can be a very difficult road. It has its ups and downs. But I think my advice is that you must stick to your guns. You must follow through on what you want to do. But also don't be too principled about what you want to do. You know, you also need to listen to how the market is responding to what you're building. And if the market is responding differently, then you must also adjust your ways.
Mm. You need to be flexible, basically.
Yeah, but not too flexible that you get, you know, pulled from left to right. You know, also you got to stick with what you know, you know.
Yes.
So if you believe that you're building something unique and something different, then you got to stick with that. But also you got to make sales, you know. And that's really the bottom line as well. It comes down to how you can actually generate revenue in your business.
Indeed. Wayne, thank you very much for your time and all the very best with this new venture.
Thank you very much, Lumpu.
That was Wayne Champion. He's the founder and CEO of TradeXpad.